Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'ilui Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
We are now starting Be'ezus Hashem, the Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph Min Aleph, which begins from the Gemara before in Daf Chaf Min Beis. This sugya is a sugya that talks about the mincha that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, and what happens if the Kohen Gadol was mace. Who brings the mincha in between when the Kohen Gadol was mace, till they appoint another Kohen Gadol? Before we start the actual Gemara, I'd like to preface with the Yisei that we find in the Mikdash David, Simon Lametz of Katan Beis, in the Sefer HaRafayim and Hurrius Simon Yubeis, and similarly, the Chazanish and Menachas Simon Lametz of Katan Gimel. We find in the Gemara in Menachas Tafnur number Beis, that the Gemara says as follows. If let's say Kohen Gadol was makriv half of the Menachas Chavita Meishachris, and then he was mace, and they were mana acher tachta, they pointed another Kohen Gadol on that same day, the Gemara says, I would think that the Kohen Gadol who was appointed has the ability, has the option of bringing the Chatzi Sarin that was left over from the previous Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, we have a drasha, Talmud Leimar, Machtzisa, that teaches us that the new Kohen Gadol has to bring a completely new Minchas Chavitim. He does not have the option of utilizing the half of the Minchas Chavitim of the previous Kohen Gadol. So from here, the Minchas Chinuch and Mitzvah Kof HaMadal is Madayik. That we say, that the new Kohen Gadol does not have the option of using the half of the Mincha of the previous Kohen Gadol, that is only as far as the Mincha itself. But as far as the Shemen that the first one was Mafresh, that Shemen that the first one was Mafresh, the Kohen Gadol that was newly appointed has a right to bring and utilize the Shemen of the previous Kohen Gadol for his Mincha. And so too the Minchas Chinuch goes on to say, that let's say the first Kohen Gadol was Mafresh his Minchas Chavitim, and then he was Nifter before he was Makriv any part of the Minchas Chavitim, then the newly appointed Kohen Gadol has a right to bring the Minchas Chavitim of the first Kohen Gadol. Because again, the Drasha of the Gemara Menachos Machtzisa is only referring to if the previous Kohen Gadol already brought half of the Mincha. But if the Kohen Gadol did not bring any part of the Mincha, even though he was Mafresh the Mincha, the Kohen Gadol that was newly appointed has a right to bring that mincha for his own carbon. And the obvious kash is twofold. First of all, how can the second Kohen Gadol possibly be miskaper with the carbon that the first one was mafresh? And second of all, the Gemara Menachos itself needs an explanation. What was the havamina that the newly appointed Kohen Gadol should have the option of utilizing the half of the mincha that was left over from the first Kohen Gadol's mincha? How can the second Kohen Gadol possibly be niskaper with the mincha that was hufrash for the chiyuv of the original Kohen Gadol? So from here, the Achronim say that one sees that the chiyuv minchas chavitim is not a personal chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol. That the Kohen Gadol has a personal chiyuv to bring a minchas chavitim every single day. But rather, there is a chiyuv on the tzibur to bring a minchas chavitim. There is a chiyuv that a minchas chavitim should be brought every single day. Who is the one who is responsible to actually bring the minchas chavitim? That is the Kohen Gadol. But it is not his korban. There is a chiyuv to bring a minchas chavitim every single day, which is a chiyuv hamutal al tzibur. It happens to be that he's the one who is responsible in bringing this minchas chavitim. And with this, they go on to explain that we find in the Yerushalmi and Megillah Perak Aleph Halacha Yud, that the Yerushalmi says there is no difference between a Kohen who is actually serving the Beis HaMikdash to a Kohen Gadol who is no longer serving the Beis HaMikdash. The only two differences are Par Yom Kippurim and the Asiras Eifa, the Minchas Chavitim. That only the Kohen Gadol who is actually serving the Beis HaMikdash has the right to bring the Par Yom Kippurim, and only the Kohen Gadol who is actually serving the Beis HaMikdash brings the Minchas Chavitim, not the Kohen Gadol who is no longer serving in the Beis HaMikdash. And that the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, if let's say the Kohen Gadol who was no longer serving in the Beis HaMikdash was Avar Vehevi Asiris HaEifa Shalei Kosher. In other words, if he went, and even though he was not supposed to be the one to actually bring the Minchas Chavitim, if he went and brought the Minchas Chavitim, his Minchas Chavitim is Kosher. So again, the obvious kasha is, how could that minchas chavitim possibly be kosher? Chavitim is a chiyuv. Chavitim, minchas chavitim is not a mincha that's bab nedava. And since the Moshuach Sha'avar, the Kohen Gadol, who is no longer actively serving in the base of the Mikdash, is potter from chavitim, why, if he went and was makav chavitim, why is it kosher b'diavad? So again, from here, the Achronim say that we see that the chiyuv minchas chavitim is not a personal chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol. It is a chiyuv on the tzibur to bring him a minchas chavitim. And therefore, if the Kohen Gadol Sha'avar went and brought a minchas chavitim, even though he was not the actual Kohen Gadol who was obligated to bring the minchas chavitim, he was not the actual Kohen Gadol who was responsible to bring the minchas chavitim, still, b'di'evad, the minchas chavitim is kosher. Because, again, it is not the personal chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol. And so to one can bring a raya from that that we find in Gemara in Yuma Daf Chof Hei Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says that there was a pious Hasheni. There was a second pious to decide which Kohen would do the specific Avedis which are mentioned in the Mishnah. One of the Avedis that the Mishnah mentions is HaKravas Chavitim. So Chaya, again, if we would say that the Chiyuv Minchas Chavitim is a Chiyuv, is the personal Chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol, where do we find that one's personal Chiyuv is given over to Piyasis? So Chaya again, from the Mishnah, Chaya one sees that Chavitim is not the personal chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol. Again, it is a chiyuv of the tzibur, which happens to be the responsibility of the Kohen Gadol. The Minchas Avram in Menachos takes this a step further. We find in the Rambam that the Rambam holds that one can go and be makriv chavitim after tamid shobein arabayim. And the obvious question is, we know that one does not have a heter to makriv karbonis after tamid shobein arabayim. There is a halacha of aleha hashlim that the tamid is the last carbon that is brought. One cannot be makriv any karbonis after the tamid shobein arabayim. The Minchas Avraham answers this kasha on the Rambam based on a diuk in Rashi and Yuma Daf Amud Aleph that the Minchas Chavitim is connected to the tamid. It is considered a mincha of the tamid. And so too is Meduyik in the Lashon Rambam and Perakimum Mitmidim Musaf and Alachi Ches. The Rambam says Chavite Kohen Gadol Mitzvah Sasei Arkivim B'Choyoy Mechza Babiker Im Tomet Shal Shachar U'Mechza Bein Arbayim Im Tomet Shal Bein Arbayim. So from here the Biskurov says that one sees that the Minchas Chavitim is connected to the Tomet, and therefore the Minchas Avram goes on to say that just like the Chazon Ish says in Menachos Siman Lamed Gimel, that one can bring the Minchas Nesachim of the Tamid after the Tamid, based on the fact that since they are being brought for the Tamid, therefore they can be brought even after the Tamid Shabbein Arabayim. So too the Minchas Avram says that as far as the Minchas Chavitim are concerned, since the Minchas Chavitim are also connected to the Tamid, they are also considered the Mincha of the Tamid, therefore one can bring the Minchas Chavitim after the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim as well, because even though there is a halacha of Aleha Hashrim that the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim has to be the last carbon, but that does not refer to carbonas that are brought as part of the Tamid. So again, we see two yesedis as far as Minchas Chavitim are concerned. First of all, Minchas Chavitim, as the Achronim say, is not the personal chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol. But as we see in Rashi and the Rambam, the Minchas Chavitim is considered part and parcel of the Tamid. It is a Mincha that is brought as part of the Tamid. And for that reason, the Rambam holds that they can be brought after the Tamid Shabbein Arbayim as well. Now let's start the Gemara. We have Machlokes in the Mishnah. If let's say the Kohen Gadol was Mace, who brings the Minchas Chavitim all along that period? Tanakama says, Tanai Beis Nua Kohen Gadol Shemeis, Shtei Minchas Ekreva Mishal Tzibur. Like, as Gemara explains, it is really Me'ikar Adin, according to Tanakama, that the Mincha is brought Mishal Tzibur. Abihuda, on the other hand, argues, Abihuda says it is brought Mishel Yarshim. As far as the halacha of Yarshim is concerned, that Abihuda holds it is brought Mishal Yarshim, or even like Tanakama, before the Tanai Beis Din, that brought it back to Ikra Adin. It was also brought Mishal Yarshim. We find a three-way machlekes. The Tosfos explains, and so too we find in the Rosh Hashanah Menaches, that it is brought Mishal Yarshim is referring to if the Yarshim actually inherited money from the Kohen Gadol. If they actually inherited money from the Kohen Gadol, then one brings a minchas chavitim from the money that was inherited from the Kohen Gadol. That is the shita of the Teis Yontif and the Rashash. Minchas chinuch and mitzvah kuf hamed vav argues, and he says that there is no difference whatsoever if they actually inherited money or not. It is a chiyuv on the Yorshim themselves to go bring a minchas chavitim till the point at which they appoint another Kohen Gadol. The minchas chinuch goes on to say that there is no difference if he left over sons or other Yarshim. Anyone who is considered a Yerush is mechuyev in being makriv, the minchas chavitim, after the Kohen Gadol was meis. The Chaznish, in Menaches Siman Lamedaletz of Katon Gimel, argues on the minchas chinuch. And he says that even though I agree to the Minchas Chinuch that even if the Banim did not actually inherit any money, they are mechuyev to bring a Minchas Chavitim, because a chiyuv is placed on the Banim themselves. They have their own chiyuv to bring a Minchas Chavitim, but that is only applicable to a Ben, and only a Ben who is actually roy to be a Kohen Gadol. Only such a Ben has a chiyuv of Hakrovas Minchas Chavitim. But any Ben who is not roy to be a Kohen Gadol, or any other Yerush, on them it is not placed the Chiyuv of Minchas Chavitim. That is the Shita of the Chaznish. Prayer and Tesis and Menaches, after an Aleph from the base, one sees clearly like the Chaznish. The Gemara Menaches has a drasha that this Minchas Chavitim that is brought in this interim period between which the Kohen Gadol was mace, and before they appoint another Kohen Gadol, has halacha of kolel takter, has to be completely burnt. Tosfos says that we need a drasha, that the minchas chavitim that is brought in this interim period is completely burnt, is only according to the mandamer that holds it is brought mishal tibur. Only like that mandamer do we need a pasuk to tell me that the minchas chavitim that is brought has to be completely burnt, like every other minchas kayin that is completely burnt. But according to the mandamer that holds that it is brought mishal yarshim, we do not need a pasuk of kol takter to teach us that this mincha is completely burnt. It is pashit that the mincha has to be completely burnt, just like any other minchas kayin is burnt. So now, if we would say, like the minchas chinuch, that this halacha of mishal yarshim is referring to any yerush, any Yerush has a chiyuv of bringing the Minchas Chavitim. Not only, like the Chaznish says, a Ben Haroi Li is Kohen Gadol. If so, even according to the Mandamer that holds Mishal Yarshim, we should need a pasuk to teach us this halacha of Kol Takter, that the Mincha has to be completely burnt. Because otherwise I would have said that in a case that the Yerush that is Yarshining the Kohen Gadol is, for example, a Bas, whose mincha does not have a din to be completely burnt, only minchas kayin has a din to be completely burnt, a mincha of a kehenes does not have a din to be completely burnt, or if, let's say, his yerush was a ben, but the ben was a ben chalo, again, the mincha of a chalo is not like the mincha of a kayin that has a din to be completely burnt. The mincha of a chalo is not completely burnt. So again, even like the man d'amar that holds mishal yerush, we should need a pasuk to mechadesh that even though, as far as he himself is concerned, his own menachas that he himself would bring, or that she herself would bring, are not included in the halacha of kol takter, but yet this menachas chavitim that they are bringing has to be completely burnt. So, chayr from Tosfos, one could prove like the Chazanish. But as we'll see, this raya is not a conclusive raya. We find the following plea that the Achreinim ask, Rameh Simcha and Ar Sameach Perakimot Tamidim Musaf and Alachacha face. And so too in the Zeicher Yitzchak Simen Mem Gimel ask the following kasha. They ask, how can we say that if a Kohen Gadol was mace, the Yorushim bring the Minchas Chavitim, even on the day of which the Kohen Gadol was Meis, we know that Wacha is, an Oinin is not allowed to bring Korbanos. An Oinin is not allowed to even send Korbanos to the Beis HaMikdash to be brought for him. So how can we say that if the Kohen Gadol was Meis, even on the day that which the Kohen Gadol was Meis, the Yorushim bring a Minchas Chavitim, Uchira, they are Oininim. And if they are Oininim, how can they possibly bring a Minchas Chavitim? That is the Kasha, the Ramei Simcha, and the B'itzel ask in Zecher Yitzchak. So to answer this Kasha, we find the Rebbe Chaim and Kisvi Agrach, and so too, Rebbe Itzel answer based on that the Rambam says in Perkimo of Tmidim and Musaf and Awachach of Beis. The Rambam says, when the Yorushim are Makriv in Yisarin, when the Yorushim bring a Minchas Chavitim, they are makriv the minchas chavitim avur kaparosim, for the kapara of the Kohen Gadol. In other words, one sees from the Rambam that they are not bringing a minchas chavitim for themselves; they are bringing a minchas chavitim for the Kohen Gadol to mechaper on the Kohen Gadol who was meis. And so too, one sees in Rabbeinu Gershom in Menachas Daf Nun Beis Hamad Aleph, that says that the Yorushim do not have any kapara in the Minchas Chavitim that they are bringing, because they are bringing it for the Kohen Gadol, not for themselves. And therefore, B'chaim goes on to say that even though there is a halacha that an Oinin cannot bring karbanes, that is only if the karban is being brought for himself. If the karban is not being brought for himself, if the karban is being brought for a Kohen Gadol, then there is no halacha that an Oinin cannot send Karbanis. And for that reason, one can bring a Minchas Chavitim from the Banim, from the Yorshim, even though they are Oininim, for that reason, that they are not bringing the Minchas Chavitim for their own Kapara. They are bringing it for the Kapara of the Kohen Gadol that was Meis. Reb Chaim goes on to say that not only do we say that this Karban is being brought for the Kohen Gadol, according to the Mandomer that holds Mishal Yorshim, but even according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah, that holds Mishal Tzibur, even like Tanakama, when the Tzibur bring the Minchas Chavitim, they are bringing the Minchas Chavitim for the Kohen Gadol. And B'chaim says, I'll bring you a Raya. In our Gemara once, that the Gemara explains, according to the Manda Omar, Mishal Tzibur, there are two takonas. Min Atira, it has to be brought from Tzibur. Kivin, the Kachaz of the Kamidchaka Lishka, once they saw that there was not enough money in the Lishka, they said that the Yorushim should be the ones to bring the Minchas Chavitim. Reb Chaim asks, if the Karban will be a Karban Tzibur, according to Mad Omer, Min HaTorah Mishal Tzibur, had Minchas Chavitim been considered a Karban Tzibur, how could they possibly be Mesaken to collect the Minchas Chavitim from Yorshim? So it must be, Reb Chaim says, that even like the Mad Omer Mishal Tzibur, it is not a Karban Tzibur. The Karban is being brought for the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, Rabbanan can go and be misaken that instead of the money being brought from Trumas HaLishka, the money instead should be brought from the Yorshim. That is what B'chaim proves from our Gemara. The Keren Oira and Tzfas Emes and Menachas on the other end argue. They hold according to the Mandalmer, Mishal Tzibur, it is the carbon of the Tzibur. It is brought for the Tzibur. And they explain that we find in our Gemara, that there was a time in which they were Mesakin, that it should be brought min Yorshim, that means that the Yorshim should be Moiser Letzibur, the Yorshim should go and be Moiser the Karban Letzibur, just like any time we find that a Yachid has the ability to be Moiser a Karban Letzibur. So again, we have a Machlekes, Reb Chaim, and the Keren Oira and Tzfas Emes. According to Mandamar in our Mishnah, that hold Mishal Tzibur, does that mean that it is a Karban of the Tzibur? Or does that mean that the Tzibur were the ones that gave the money, but it was being brought as the carbon of the Kohen Gadol? Now getting back to Tesis. Tesis again says that the Gemara Menachas needed a pasuk to mechadish that this mincha is completely burnt is only according to the Manda Omer that holds Mishal Tzibur. According to Manda Omer that holds Mishal Yorshim, one does not need a pasuk. It is poshet that the carbon is completely burnt. So from there we thought to bring a raya that we say Mishal Yorshim is only referring to a ben haroi liyas Kohen Gadol, and therefore Taisa says that since it is coming from a ben haroi liyas Kohen Gadol, it is poshet that the minchas be burnt, just like any minchas kain is burnt. But according to the Rambam, one could say a different pshat in Tosfos. One could say a Tosfos means as follows. Tosfos understands that we say Mishal Yorshim like the Menchas Chinuch. That means any Yorshim, even a Bas, even a Ben that's not ready to be a Kohen Gadol, even a Ben Cholol. Still, Tosfos says that according to Madamer Mishal Yorshim, one would not need a Pasek to tell me that the Mincha has to be completely burnt. Because since, as we said before, the Rambam holds when the Yorshim bring the Minchas Chavitim, they are not bringing it for themselves. They are bringing it to be a Mincha for the Kohen Gadol. Therefore, this Mincha is considered the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. And for that reason, Tosfos says it is Poshet, that the Mincha has to be completely burnt. Because again, the Mincha is the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, Tosfos says one would not need a Pasek. But now, one sees from Tosfos that according to Ma'adamar Mishal Tzibur, we do need a pasuk. So chayyur from Tosfos, one would see now like Reb Chaim's chiddush. That Reb Chaim says that even according to the Madamer Mishal Tzibur, but the mincha is being brought for the Kohen Gadol. Because then again, why would we need a pasuk to tell me mincha is kohen kol taktar if the mincha, even if it is being brought Mishal Tzibur, is being brought as the mincha of a Kohen Gadol? So chayyur from Tosfos, one sees like the Keren Oyer on the Sfas Emes that according to Madamer Mishal Tzibur, it is being brought as the carbon of the tzibur. So again, according to Tosfos, it comes out the following chiddush, that there was a tremendous machlokes between the Ma'adamar Mishal Yorshim and the Ma'adamar Mishal Tzibur. According to Ma'adamar Mishal Yorshim, the Yorshim are bringing the carbon for the Kohen Gadol. On the other hand, according to Ma'adamar Mishal Tzibur, the tzibur are bringing a carbon as their own carbon. That is a chayra, what one could say, b'shitas Tosfos. Now getting back to that we said, b'shem the Keren Oyer and Sfas Emes, that according to Ma'adamar Mishal Tzibur, it is brought as a carbon tzibur. L'chayr, from here we see, as we said in the beginning, that the chiyuv minchas chavitim is not the personal chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol. Because had it been the personal chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol, what is the pshat in that we say, that once a Kohen Gadol was mace, now the carbon becomes the chiv of the tzibur. Now the carbon becomes a carbon ha-tzibur. So from here we see that there was always a chiv on the tzibur to be the ones to bring him in cheschavitim. But yet, as long as the Kohen Gadol was alive, it was his responsibility. But now the Kohen Gadol is no longer alive, it reverts to be the responsibility of the tzibur. And not only that, but the carbon is actually a carbon ha-tzibur when the Kohen Gadol is no longer alive. And so too one sees in the Teishanim and Yumadaf Nun Amid Aleph. Now getting back to the Kasha that Rameir Simcha asked, that how can the Yorshim be the ones to bring the carbon of Menachas Chavitim, Ayel Chaya, on the day of which the Kohen Gadol was made, they are Oinonim, and an Oinon cannot bring Karbanis? We find a different teretz in the Sefer Zeichi Yitzchak. Rabbi Itzel says as follows. Rabbi Itzel says that since the carbon is a carbon shekavua loizman, this carbon has a set time in which this carbon has to be brought, therefore it is doiche the din that an oinen cannot send karbanis, even though they are oinenim. And really the halacha is an oinen cannot send karbanis. But still, since this carbon is a carbon shekavua loizman, therefore it is doiche the din of that an oinen cannot send karbanis. So again we find two tirutzim to answer this kasha, of how could they bring the carbon of Minchas Chavitim even though the Banim are Oinonim, either by saying that they are not bringing the carbon for themselves, they are bringing it for the Kohen Gadol, at least like the Mandamer that holds Mishal Yorshim, or, like Abitzel says, that since this carbon has a set time in which this carbon has to be brought, therefore it is Deicha the Din of Oinon Einay Mishaleach Carbon Oisav. Now let's go on to the next Sugya, which is the Sugya of Me'ila Be'efer Paraduma. The Gemara brings down a drasha of Chatas, which teaches me that one is Mayalin Paraduma. Ba teaches me Ba Mayalin, Ve'ein Mayalin Ba'afra. Tosfos Menachos Daf Nun Aleph from a base asks the following kasha. Who needs a pasuk of Chatas to teach me that one is Mayalin Paraduma? Tepa Klei, the Kachi Bedekabayasi. Paraduma is Kachi Bedekabayas. So it's partially the one is Mayalin Paraduma. Tosfos says, "Veishloimer de itzrichu moyel achra moyel de enoi ela bebehema kvisharis bovad." In other words, from this pasuk of Chatas, in this drasha of Chatas, we are learning at a special halacha that all other Beit HaKavayis do not have this halacha. All the Kach Beit HaKavayis halacha is that once you're moil once, the Beit HaKavayis are Yitzhi V'chulin, and one is no longer moil. If one went and used Kach Beit HaKavayis that were used previously, since they were used previously, the Kach Beit HaKavayis were already Yitzhi V'chulin, and therefore what he's using is Chulin. Only by Behemo or Klisharis, which have Kedush Saguf, do we say that even if one was moil already, still, if one goes and uses those karchim, which are kadosh v'kedush l'aguf, he's mayo again. And so Tutaisa says that from the drasha of chatas, one learns out that paraduma is the same halacha. Paraduma is the same halacha as all other kedush l'aguf. That we say that even if one was mayo previously, still, if one goes and uses the paraduma, he'll be mayo again. Based on the drasha of chatas. This tastes teretz, menaches tapnaal from a base. But now, the obvious kasha is, where do we see in the drasha of Ba to teach me that one is not Mayo Ba'afra at all? Maybe all Ba tells me is coming to a Mayit from this Chiddush of Chatas, which told me that not only are you Mayo in Chatas, but there's a lach of Mayo Achra Mayo as well. That even if one was Mayo previously, you could still be Mayo again. And maybe only that do we say that Ba is coming to Yumayit. But who said that Ba is coming to teach us that there is no Mila whatsoever in the Eifa of Paraduma? This kasha we find in the Sefer Gevuras Yitzchak and Agamora. To answer this kasha, L'chayr one has to go to Reb Chaim and Hochas Me'ila, Perak Beis Halacha Hei. Reb Chaim says the following yisoid. Reb Chaim brings down the Tosfos Menachos Daf from Beis Manal and asks, why do we need a pasuk to teach us that one is not mayo in the Eifar Paraduma? There is a klal that any karchim in which was nases mitzvase, one is no longer mayo. So chira, once a paraduma is Eifar, was nases mitzvase, so again one should not be mayo. So Tesis answers his kasha by saying that over here, it was not yet completed the mitzvah paraduma, because again, since paraduma, the Eifar paraduma is used for azah, Timataris atmeim through being mazal atmeim, therefore it was not yet nasis mitzvase. Reb Chaim asks that we say that the Eifar, the din of the Eifar is to be used for azah, to be used Timataris atmeim through being mazal atmeim, the chayra has nothing to do with that the para has a din of a chatas. That the parah is a din of a chatas is only referring to the maisa hakrova of the parah aduma. But once you already finished the maisa hakrova of the parah aduma, it no longer has a din of a chatas. There is a separate din that what does one do with eifa parah aduma? He uses it to metaras hatmeim. But why should that be a reason? Just because this eifa is supposed to be used to metara with the eifa hatmeim, why should that be a reason that it should not be considered nases mitzvase as far as the chatas is concerned? So Reb Chaim goes on to say that as far as the chatas is concerned, as far as the kedushas haguf of chatas is concerned, you're right. Once was kol masa, once one finished the avodas that are done in the paraduma, it's nases mitzvase, and there is no more kedushas chatas left over whatsoever. There is no more kedushas haguf left over. And for that, one would not need a pasuk of Ba to tell me that ein mayalin from that the Torah calls a paraduma chatas. Because as far as the din of chatas is concerned, that's poshet, that once one finished the Maisa Akrova, it is nasis mitzvase shal hachatas. But again, there is another kedusha in paraduma as well. There is a kedusha asbedek habayis in paraduma as well. And therefore, if not for the pasuk of chatas, see, I would say the one is mild, not because of that it says chatas, but because of the kedushas bedek habayis that a pora has. And therefore, since the din of the eiver is to be used for azah, therefore, as far as the bedek habayis is concerned, it is not considered nases mitzvasa. According to B'chaim, one could answer the previous kasha poshet, that we cannot say that Ba is only coming to Yumayit, the extra chiddush of chatas, that one is mayo achar mayo. Because as far as the Chiddush V'Chatas, one is Mayo Achamayo, that's Poshit, the once it became off Afer, there is no longer a Locha of Chatas Timayo Achamayo. And from that, the Gemara understood that from the Pasuk of Ba, from the Drasha of Ba, we went out, that there is no Milo whatsoever, even as far as the Ketushas by the Kabbayis is concerned. That is how one can answer the Kasha. But now, getting back to Reb Chaim answers Tesis's Kasha with saying the following Chiddush. Again, Tesis asks the Kasha, why do we need a Pasuk? About to tell me the one is not Mayo in the Afer Paraduma. Once it's Nasas Mitzvasei, one is not Mayo in any Kachim. Reb Chaim says that we say the Nasas Mitzvasei, you are not Mayo, is only referring to Kedushas Mizbeach. Because then, by Kedushas Mizbeach, we say that the Iker Kedusha is a Mitzvasan. That is the purpose of the Kedusha. That is the Tachlis of the Kedusha. And therefore, once it was Nasas Mitzvasei, you no longer have Kedusha. But as far as Karche Bedek Habayis is concerned, that Hektish has an actual kinyan, an actual ownership in the Davar HaMukhtash, then it does not make a difference if it was Nasas Mitzvasei or not. Even if it was Nasas Mitzvasei, but the ownership that Hektish has in this object has nothing to do with the mitzvah. And therefore, even after it will be Nasas Mitzvasei, you would still be Mayo. And for that reason, we need a pasuk of Ba to teach us one is not Mayo in the Eifa Paraduma, even though it is Nasas Mitzvasei. Because again, Nasas Mitzvasei does not play a role in Kodshe Bedek Habayis whatsoever. In Kedushas Bedek Habayis, even after it was Nasas Mitzvasei, the ownership of Hektish remains. Because like Kedushas Bedek Habayis, the Kedusha is not based on the fact that it's Kaddish for a specific purpose, for a mitzvah. The Kedusha is the fact that it's owned by Hektish. That is the Yisrael that Reb Chaim says to answer Tesis Kasha Menachas Daf Nun Beis. Our Gemara goes on to say, Amar Bavo, B'Rishayna Hayu Mishtak Shekin Bav V'Noisnen Oysa Gabi Makaisein. And for that reason, Rabbanon were Gezer, the one Shri Mayo in the Eifer Paraduma. Kivan Shnigdiru, Gazru Shalua Yimalu Ba. Viskirav and Har Ephraim are medayik that we find that the Gemara Menachas Daf Nun Beis says a different lashon. The Gemara Menachas Daf Nun Beis says as follows: Kiv and the Chaz of the Kamezal Zuliba, the Kaav Dimino Amakasan, that they use the Efer Paraduma for their Maka, Gazru Bei Meila, their Gazer, that one Shumay on the Efer Paraduma. Kiv and the Chaz of the Kaparshim, Isafek Hazoyes, since they saw that they were careful in the Efer Paraduma, Ukmua Adereisa, they put it back on the Din Torah. So the Viskirav and the Har Ephraim say that there is a fundamental difference between the terminology that is used in the Gemara Menachas and between our Gemara. The Gemara Menachas says that they put it back on the Din Torah. And now the one is not Mayo Nefa Paraduma is based on the Din Torah, the one is not Mayo Nefa Paraduma. Our Gemara, on the other hand, says that they were Geizer Shaloi Yimaluba. In other words, now that one is not Mayo is not only based on the Din Torah, the one is not Mayo on the Efer Paraduma, but yet they made a special Gezeira Shoyimaluba. The Biskrav and Arfayim both say that the Nafkamina is, if a later Basin would come and decide to be Gezeira Gezeira, that one should be Mayo on the Efer Paraduma, we know there's Alacha, that if a Basin comes to Mevatel, what a previous Basin said, that can only Mevatel what a previous Basin said, if they're Godol Mehem Bechachmo Veminion. So again, according to the Gemara Menachas Daf Nun Beis, that there was no special Gezerah, not to be Mayel, all they did was they put it back on the Din Torah. So if a later Basin would want to come in Gezerah Me'ila, they could. They're not being Mevatzel, a Gezerah of a previous Basin. On the other hand, according to our Gemara, that there was a special Gezerah, Shoyimah Luba, then if a later Basin wants to be Gezerah Me'ila, the only way they could be Gezerah Me'ila is only by being mevatel what the previous basin said. And for that reason, they would have to be gadol mehem b'chachma v'minyan in order to be geizer me'iwa. That is the chiddush of the Biskirov and the Har Ephraim on our Gemara. Now let's start the next perek and the next sugya. The Mishnah says, Kol reikin hamtsam Yerushalayim tahirin. All reikin that are found in Yerushalayim are tahirin. Chutz mishal shei ka'elyin. Besides for the reikin that are found in shei ka'elyin. The Gemara explains on the base that shall shake Elion were more common than the rest of Yerushalayim, Rebbe Avin Mishim Yerushal ben Levi, Kitzaran shal Nachrim haya sham. Like the carbonate explains, there was a Kavish shal Nachrim haya sham shake Elion, and for that reason, the rake that was found with shake Elion was Tame. From here, the Mikdash David and Simim Mem Aleph of Katan Gimel says that one sees, like the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayis, in Perakei of Masechta Taras Mishneches, that there is a fundamental difference between the Tuma of Reik Hanimtza, and if you know that there is actual Reik that is Tame. And the Rambam goes on to say that if one finds Reik, since it is not known that there is any person who is actually Tame, it is only Tame Misafik. On the other hand, if one knows that there is actual Reik that is Tame, any Reik that is found in this Medina is Tame as if it would be Vaday. That is what the Rambam says in Perakei of Masechta Taras Mishneches. The Mikdash David says, the Chayiv Margamar once sees clearly like the Rambam. From that we see that there is a difference between Yerushalayim and Shuk HaElyon. The Yerushalayim, the Reikin and Mitzalim were Tara, on the other hand, Reikin that were found in Shuk HaElyon Tame. And as our Gemara explains, is based on that Kitzurin Shal Nachrim HaYisham, one sees that if there is an actual Tame, if one knows that there is an actual Tame person in a specific place, then not only is there a Gezerah of all Reikin and Mitzalim that are Tame, any Reikin that is found in Tame, but yet there is a special Chumrah, that since we know clearly that there is a person that is Tame, therefore any Reik that is found is considered as if it is Vadei Tame. The Mikdash David goes on to say that we find in Masechta Taras Perek Daled Mishnah Vav, that if Reik and Hanim Tzon, if let's say someone found Reik, Asafik Magon B'Shaseyach Etelen, if he's not sure if he touched the Reik, he is not Tame Mitam Vadei, it's only Tehillin. We know the halacha is sfeik tuma b'shasayach is sfeik tame, and not only is sfeik tuma b'shasayach is sfeik tame. Even if one has a sfeik b'shasayach, it is tame as well. So why do we say that by sfeik maga, if he's not sure if he touched this reik hanimtza, that he is not tame mitam vaday? Why is it different than any other sfeik b'shasayach which is tame? So the Mikdash David goes on to say that since stam reikin, if someone finds reik, it's only midrabanan. The tum of that reik is only midrabanan. Minatayra, it's not even considered a safik. Because why should we even be cheshish that this reik came from a tame? And that we say that if he touched the reik, and then he went and touched truma, we burn the truma, that is only a chumah midrabanan. Therefore we say that if one has a safik, if he touched the reik, it is not included in the klal of sveik sveik of a shesiyach at sveik etame. Because again, the whole tumah sareik is not a real tumah. But that is only if we do not know that there is a Vadei Tame. On the other hand, if we know that there is a Vadei Tame, if we know that there is Vadei Reik Tame, so then we have a Kavua. And since we have a Kavua, therefore any Reik that is found in the city is considered a Safek Minatera. Then the Reik is not only Tame Midrabana, then the Reik is Tame, it's considered a real Safek Minatera. And for that reason, if one would have a Safek Maga on Reik that was found in a place that we know for sure that there is a Tame, then we'll say, Asveik Sveika, we will be Sarfin. Just like any time we say that Sveik Sveika, the halacha is Sarfin. Because then, that Tumas HaReik is not only Mdurabana, that Tumas HaReik is Tame, because that Tumas HaReik is a real Safik Dereisa. Because we have Reik, Kavua, that is Tame. That is how the Mikdash David explains the Rambam, and explains our Gemara. In the Gemara in Psachim Dafites, on the base, we find that the Gemara brings down our Mishnah, that all reikin to Rishayim are Torah chutz and b'shoik ha'elyon. Rashi in Psachim Dafites and Beis Yom Maschol Shal Shok explains that the reason why Shok ha'elyon is Tamei, the difference between Shok ha'elyon and the rest of Rishayim, is based on the fact that b'shoik ha'elyon hoyu meskabtim temeyim sheyotamei eschavreyim. In other words, there was a gathering of Tamei people in Shok ha'elyon. So we find in the Mishnah Saliyahu in our Gemara that he asks, why did Rashi explain, like it says in the Yerushalmi, like it says in our Gemara, that the reason is not because that was the gathering place of Temeim, but yet Mishum Ktsarin Shal Nachrim. So Chayra, to answer the Mishnah Saliyahu's Kasha, one has to say as follows. The Gemara says, Oblezer Reisi Bar Chanina, Chad Omer. One man Omer said, "Gazru al Safek Harikin Shbirushalayim." One man Omer says, "A klal that even though there's a gzeira on Safek Harikin, but on Safek Harikin Shbirushalayim they were not kaiser." The Gemara asks, "It's Mefurish Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Kar Harikin and Sam Shbirushalayim Tahirin. Chutz Mishal Shoka Elyon." The Gemara answers, "Mishani Leitzricha Afogav this Chazek Zav." In other words, that man Omer that said, where Gazal Seifek Harikin Shbirushalayim was coming to say the following Kiddush, that even where it was as Chazek Zav, still, where Gazru Al Safek Harikin Shbirushalayim. So, Chayyar from the Gemara and Pesachim, one sees that the Gemara and Pesachim argues in our Gemara. The Gemara and Pesachim holds that even where there was a Zav, even where there was a Vadei Tomei, still we say a Klal of a Gazru Harikin Shbirushalayim. In other words, even where there was a Vadei Tomei, we do not say that then all the Reikin are Tomei Mitam Vadei, but even then, the Reikin are not Tomei Mitam Vadei. And for that reason, we say, Gazru al Reikin Shebirushalayim. And therefore, Rashi had to explain that our Mishnah says, B'Shoik HaElyon, is Tomei, that Shoik HaElyon is different from the rest of Yerushalayim, is not because we found one Tomei. But yet, as Rashi says, the reason why Shoka Elyon was different was because that was the gathering place of Tameim. Because had there just been one Tameh, that would not be a reason to Matami B'Shoka Elyon. Because again, there's a klal of Safek Reikin Waigazru, even where there is this Chazek Zav. But now we have to understand, what is the machlekes between our Gemara and the Gemara Pesachim? Why is our Gemara hold that if there was one Zav, do we say that then the Reikin or Tamei, even B'Yerushalayim? On the other hand, the Gemara Pesachim understands that even where there was one Zav, still the Reikin Atar. So here one can explain the Machlekes based on that we find the Machlekes Rishonim. In that we say, that if one has a Reiv and a Miat, we go after the Reiv, but yet, if the Miat is Kavua, then we say Kavua, Kol Kavua, Kamech Tamech Zami, and then we do not go after Reiv. Is that only if the Kavua is recognizable unto itself? Or even if the kavua is not recognizable, still we'll say kol kavua kamech tzamech tzadami, and we will not go after Reiv. So we find the machlekes Tosfos in Nazir Daf Yud Beis Siman Aleph and the Ramban, which the place he brings down in Siman Kuf Yud of Katan Yud Beis. Tosfos in Nazir holds that we say kol kavua kamech tzamech tzah is only where the kavua is recognizable unto itself. The Ramban on the other hand holds that even where the Kavua is not recognizable, still we'll say Kol Kavua Kemechta Amechta Dami. If so, one can say as follows, that our Gemara holds that we say Kol Kavua Kemechta Amechta Dami is even where the Kavua is not Nicker. And for that reason, if one has Reik, that is Vadei Tamei, Reik Kavua, which is Vadei Tamei, we will say Kol Kavua Kemechta Amechta, even though that the Reik is Tamei is not Nicker. We will still say kol kavua kamech tzamech tzadami, and for that reason, we will not say the halacha of reikin shebirushalayim tahirim. The Gemara Pesachim on the other hand understands that we do not say kol kavua kamech tzamech tzah only where the miut is recognizable, and therefore by reik, even though there is a zav, even though there is a nachri, but still we will not say kol kavua kamech tzamech tzah, and therefore it will still be included in the klal of kol reikin shebirushalayim tahirim. That is one way one can understand the Machlekes between our Gemara and the Gemara Pesachim. Another way one can understand the Machlekes is that there is a fundamental Machlekes in that we say, Safek Reikin Shebirushalayim or Tahirim. Does that mean to say that all Rabbanan said is that we are not Gezer on Reikin Shebirushalayim? Our Gezerah, that we were mechadish, a gzeira on reikin and hanimtzayin, we were not gezer on reikim shibishwayim, and therefore they are Torah, just like they were Torah before Rabbanan came on and were gezer their gzeira. Or do we say that when Rabbanan said, Safik reikin shibishwayim tahirim, Rabbanan went and said that all reikin shibishwayim are tahirim? Rabbanan went and made a special gzeira, timetahir reikim shibishwayim, timetahir safik reikim shibishwayim. Not the Rabbanu went and said that we are not Gezer. We do not say our Chiddush in Yerushalayim, but yet Rabbanu went and made a Gezerah that Safek Reikim Shebirushalayim are Tahirim. And therefore, one could say as follows, that our Gemara understands that all Rabbanan did, Rabbanan said, is that we are not Gezer. Our Gezerah does not apply to Yerushalayim. And therefore, that is only as far as this Chiddush of Safik Reikim Hamtzaim, of regular Reikim Hamtzaim. But let's say one has a specific person who we know is Tamei. On that, Rabbanan never said the Klal of Safik Reikim Yerushalayim Ratzayim. And again, the halacha will be that Shoy Shok Ha'elin is Tamei based on the fact that there is one person who is Valei Tamei. On the other hand, the Gemara and Psachim understand that Rabbanan went and said that Safek Reikim, they were Gezer, that Safek Reikim Shibushalayim or Tar. They were Matar Safek Reikim Shibushalayim. And for that reason, even if you have a Valei Tamei, it'll still be Tar based on this Gezerah of Safek Reikim Shibushalayim Tarim. One could go and say that that is so to the Machlekes that we find in our Mishnah between our Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rameir says, Kol kem hanem tzom b'yushalayim derech yirido abeis hatfilo temeyim, v'derech aliyat tahirim. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, argues and says, Kulan tahirim. Even the kem that are found, derech, yirida, are also tar. The Gemara asks, what's pshat in Rameir that says, Kol kem hanem tzom derech yirido temeyim, Rabbi Vorbish and Rabbi Yechanan said, what gazra al kem shibu shalayim? So the Gemara answers, "When kivan shnimtu derech yirida beis hatfila, since it was found derech yirida, nasu echech, that itself is a raya that the kelim are tameh. And therefore, even though Rav Ovadia said b'shem Rabbi Yechon that they were not kazer al kelim b'shushalayim, still kelim derech yiridas ner tameh. So here one has to understand what is the machlekes between the Meir and Rabbi Yossi. The Meir holds kelim derech yiridas ner tameh. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, argues and says kulan tahirim. So here the machlekes again is based on the previous Shaila. Rav Ovadia Rabbi Yechanan said they were not Kaiser on Kelim Shebirushalayim. What does that mean? Does that mean that this Gezer, the Rabbanu Mechadish, to be Kaiser on Kelim and Amtsoin, they said the Yerushalayim is not included in that Gezer? And therefore the Kelim and Yerushalayim are Tar, just like before the Gezer of Rabbanu of Kelim and Amtsoin? Or do we say the Rabbanu went and made a new Gezer? They said a new Chiddush that Kelim and Amtsoin, Yerushalayim are Tahirim. So Rameir Ulchera understands that all Rabbanan did was is that they said that that Yerushalayim is not included in the Gzeirah of Kelon Amtsoin. But if one has a Yichacha, if one has a reason to assume that the Kelon are Tameh, therefore he has to be Cheshish of the Kelon is Tameh, even in Yerushalayim. On the other hand, the B.A.C. understands that Rabbanan went and were Gezer, were Mechadish, Atar, or Rabbanan Mechadish, the Kelon Amtsoin, Yerushalayim are Tahirim. And therefore, even Kelon Amtsoin, Derech Yudasan, with which one has a chacha of the Kelim Ritmeim, or at least to be chesh of the Kelim Ritmeim, still they are tahar.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.